USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and South Korea will consider joint military exercises to deter North Korea's nuclear threat. Pyongyang has defended its nuclear program as necessary against what it described as threats from the U.S. It has long described joint military exercises as rehearsals for an invasion, but allies have described the exercises as defense. Both President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in affirmed in remarks at a joint news conference that their shared goal is to complete the nuclearization of North Korea. Australia's Labor Party defeated the Conservatives in an election this week for the first time in about a decade. Prime Minister Scott Morrison quickly conceded defeat, citing a need for an Aussie leader to attend a Tokyo summit next week. Prime Minister-elect Anthony Albanese and his party promised more financial assistance and a robust social safety net for the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.